fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know,
Kevin,
how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO.
Kevin Miller in the Morning here. We've got some folks here that are celebrities that are here to donate for Miller's Mission. Why don't you introduce yourself? We'll start with you, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Nicole Jerome, Miss Idaho High School.
Okay, and you, young lady?
Hi, I'm Leah Park, and I am Miss Elementary.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
You both wear the crown well.
Thank you.
So what brings you to our humble facility here at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin?
Well, I think this is just a great event for the community to help out the needy, and we wanted to come and support it.
Well, we really appreciate that. What do you think of all this, being out here in the cold?
I think I'm freezing.
Well, tell us a little bit about what y'all do as far as helping the community.
We love to volunteer. I do a lot of different volunteering through my church, especially. I go to First Baptist, and I love helping out with the food bank. And one of my favorite things we did last year was separate toys for the Boys and Girls Club.
That is certainly so nice to see both of you doing this at a young age. What about you?
Well,
you're cold. I know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I haven't really volunteered for anything, so.
Well, you're volunteering today to help us out. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the donations that you brought today.
I brought bags of clothes. We have a lot of leftover clothes that I think would a lot of other people would be happy to have that we aren't going to use, so.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, ma'am?
We brought lots and lots of turkeys and food, so.
Well, thank you. You know, what do you want to say to people that need help this time of year?
I just want to let them know that their community is supporting them, that KIDO has this awesome program to help them out, and they don't need to worry.
Well, you're going to go a long way.
Thank you.
And what about you?
I'm just saying that they have lots of food and clothes that they have and need.
And it's okay to ask for help, right?
Yep.
Yep. So what are you going to do when you grow up?
Well, I might help some people, and I want to become a baker.
Yeah.
And make food, so.
What type of food do you want to bake?
I'll try to make any food that I can.
So. Yeah?
Yeah.
You like pies or something? Or,
yeah.
Yeah? All right, then. You heard it here first. Would you like to be like the cake boss?
No.
No? No, no, okay.
Because I watch it, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
She'll be original.
She'll be original. Now,
I don't yell.
Okay, that's good. What about you, ma'am? Where are we going from here?
I would actually love to be a physical therapist someday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I dance on a competitive dance team. I think it'd be awesome to help out athletes later on. So.
Sure. Anything else you two would like to share with us? We do appreciate you coming in on this cold, wet morning.
Well, I just want to thank you for having us, and I think that this is a great thing for our community to be a part of.
Well, we thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. And we thank you. I know you're cold.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. What wonderful folks here representing certainly the youth of today. So we thank you, ladies. Take care of yourself. And stay warm. All right? You stay warm, too. All right. Good luck with the baking. Phone numbers, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Big news going on. We've had several folks stop by and donate turkeys. We are talking about that. Miller's Mission, remember, be a turkey. Or no, give a turkey, don't be a turkey. I Freudian slip there because I'm the Treasure Valley turkey, it appears. Other issues, I guess we could say we're giving out a turkey award for this guy.
Hi, everybody. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be announcing here from the White House some steps that I can take to start fixing our broken immigration system. And then on Friday, I'm going to be traveling to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, where 2 years ago, I laid out the principles for comprehensive immigration reform. Everybody agrees that our immigration system is broken. Unfortunately, Washington has allowed the problem to fester for too long. And so what I'm going to be laying out is the things that I can do with my lawful authority as president to make the system work better, even as I continue to work with Congress and encourage them to get a bipartisan, comprehensive bill. What I'm going to be laying out is the things that I can do with my lawful authority as president.
There's the big clue. Do you buy this? 580-5436. 580-KIDO, when the president says his lawful authority. Now, we know that Americans don't want immigration reform. They want people to enforce the borders. That's what people voted on, right? I mean, that's what people voted on again and again and again, to enforce the borders, to legitimize the borders. And it's funny because we had folks saying, well, what problem do you have with this? Well, yeah, you know, you're rewarding people that are coming into the country illegally, right? I mean, let's face it, you have other people that spend years going through our insane, incredible immigration system that do it lawfully. And what does that say to them? Really, what does it say to people that want to obey the law, Mr. President?
To make the system work better, even as I continue to work with Congress and encourage them to get a bipartisan, comprehensive bill that can solve the entire problem.
Right.
So I'm going to be laying out.
He's going to be laying out his problem. Now, there's been a variety of reaction. And folks, this is a no-brainer this morning here at 580KIDO. Is this a good move? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And there are many people that feel very helpless. Many people say that this is an imperial presidency. And as I said earlier today, this is not good for the country. It's not good for the country that the president has decided to say, nah, 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 you're not the boss of me. It's not good that you have people, as they did to President Bush, calling him names. When we start eroding the credibility of the office, we've got bigger issues. And national unity certainly should be at the forefront. And quite frankly, you have to wonder, my friends, when is somebody going to say enough is enough? I say, and people say, well, politically, it's not expedient for the president to do these things without Congress. Politically, the Republicans can't sit back and do what they're supposed to do because it will backfire on them. But don't you have to do what's right?
It's incumbent on Republicans in Congress to use every single constitutional tool we have to defend the rule of law, to rein in a president so that the president does not become an unaccountable monarch.
Isn't that what this move is about? I'd have to agree with Ted Cruz. I wish that we would refrain from this, but, you know, we played for it earlier, and actually we'll get back to it. 5 minutes of the president saying one thing and then saying something totally different. Healthcare. Gruber, Benghazi. We go to Doug in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir. Hey, you know, this whole immigration reform deal that Obama is going to unveil, if he signs executive order and bypasses Congress, that is an impeachable offense. That is violating the Constitution. But I can guarantee we don't have anyone back in the Senate or the House of Representatives that has the intestinal fortitude to actually abide by the Constitution and file or start the impeachment process. They're going to try and defund or play this Washington game, this cat and mouse game or smoke and mirrors game. And the problem is, sure, I'll agree with the president on one thing. The immigration system is broken. But the reason it's broken is because of Washington. They don't enforce the laws that we already have on the books. That's why it's broken. If they would go ahead and enforce the rules and laws that they've already got on the books and followed for years, up until the last decade or so, we wouldn't have this problem.
I would agree with you. So do you have any faith in the Republicans at all?
No, absolutely zero. I up until the last years, I was holding out hope, but I don't see any hope from any of the politicians, Republican, Democrat, liberal, it doesn't matter, or libertarian. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. It seems like they'll tell you what they think you want to hear as a voter to get themselves elected, but as soon as they get back to Washington, they're out for themselves, and they don't really care about you, me, or the little guy that elected them. So I personally don't hold out any hope for any of them.
Doug, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Keep up the fight, brother.
All right. Thank you very much.
I think the president should act generously, broadly, and swiftly. And I think he's going to do all three.
Representative Louis Gutierrez.
You don't start thinking about it until something happens. And you realize that one law could change everything, that they could, that all of a sudden they could be separated from you because I'm here and this is my home, but they're not legal.
There you have it. People are torn as we move along here. Let's go to Super Steve with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kay Milley.
How are you, brother?
In regards to the a question and point here, I think the sheriff from Sacramento County said it the best, because you see, the president already has the authority and has been using his authority to implement the policy of catch and release, which the sheriff described very well as being the problem that we've been having all along. So no one from Congress has ever suggested that he be responsible for what he's already implemented, and let alone what he's going to implement. The fact that these people are not being held accountable for breaking the law, and in case of even those who are potentially dangerous, they're not held accountable whatsoever. And so we are the victims of this policy, which he has had the responsibility for 6 years. So it's a travesty of justice to think that he's going to solve anything, because what he's already implemented has already been damaging enough. And unless Congress can see that, unless they stand up and toss this whole proposition out, then we are not going to be protected from anything that we have already experienced.
So what's the end game?
Well, the end game is the laws, as people have mentioned on your program, the laws are already in place. We're just not obeying the laws. And the president seems to want to ignore the laws that are in place. In fact, Congress doesn't do too much about it either. So we're going to have to take the bulls by the horn here with the people themselves. Now, that is not a very pleasant thing to think about. But if I think the people are to the point where they're just about to the point of no return here with tolerating this nonsense for so long that they may start. And I hope I don't see it, but they may start to implement these things on their own. If they do, you're going to see widespread mayhem, and then you'll see people that are fleeing the country because they know that there's just no hope for them to come into this country without being forced down with a gun. And that's because the president has failed to implement what is already the law. And I'm sorry to say this, but this man continues in this direction of thwarting the law. And what is his proposal? What is his purpose? We have no choice but to realize that this man has nothing but the dark side of things in mind for our people. Although he speaks a good game, he has implemented what we are experiencing today.
Super Steve, thank you for the call. It is 819, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
DO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
825, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Much more of the debate concerning immigration. I'd really like to get into the roads issue as well here. But our great friend Joe from Chick-fil-A is joining us, and I have to say, I have to apologize to Joe, because I heard about this from the Channel 7 website. It's a great news story that's going on, and I wish that I had known about it earlier, and granted, I'm living in a bubble here, but the Chick-fil-A is opening up, the new Chick-fil-A, over there on Milwaukee, and is that Franklin, Joe?
Yes, it's Franklin.
Okay, well, we appreciate you and Brad and your wonderful support of all the wonderful things you do in the community. And I'm thinking, hey, it's a great news story of what you're up to. You got people camping out at Chick-fil-A?
We had over 100 fanatical Boiseans brave the cold night to camp out for free Chick-fil-A for a year. And it was quite impressive.
Well, that's quite a commitment, because that's a lot of chicken.
Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, you've had the chicken, and you know it's probably worth it, so.
Oh, it is indeed. So what was that like, though, all these people camping out? I mean, it's certainly in these cold conditions.
Man, they were just upbeat and full of great spirit. And, you know, the guys and girls that camped around here, they're from Boise, so they know how to camp. And this is just another fun adventure for them, so.
Indeed. You had a choice to pretty much travel the entire country. Talk about your love for Idaho, my friend.
Yeah, a few years back, my wife Mindy and I were just kind of looking to go on an adventure and move a place where we wanted to raise our two little boys, a five and a Nolan and William, 5 and 3. And we visited a lot of different places in the country. And somebody initially said, hey, have you ever thought about going out to Boise? And I think somebody, I might have accidentally said, do you mean in Iowa? And then I quickly learned that it was Idaho. And we came out here and literally fell in love with it. We went to the Saturday market and drove around, and, man, this is where we wanted to be. And so we moved 2,800 miles away to come up here, and it's been a wonderful journey and just a great community to serve, and what a giving place.
Well, and certainly you guys at Chick-fil-A give. Let me hit you with this.
Yeah.
Real quickly, because, you know, we always love to talk about people that are business owners that are on the front lines. How have you seen the economy here in your years? I mean, you came in at some challenging times.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll tell you what I think is important as I think about the economy is just the value that you get for what you're paying for. And, you know, we came into Boise, and I came from a place that was pretty struggling a little bit, pretty bad. You know, the housing market was really rough, but, you know, it was just very important for us to make sure that we added value to our customers. And we came to Boise, and it was still very vibrant. And I think Boise is a strong economy. And, you know, compared to some of the other places that I visited or traveled or looked into doing business, it's a great place to own and operate a business. I mean, we've got a great mayor and just a great group of people that help support local business owners. So,
well, and you're just crazy because you like to mountain bike and hike and do all those things.
Yeah, I had the best dad moment this summer. I took my 5-year-old on his first 2-night backpack trip in between here and McCall, and I mean, it was a pretty proud moment. So everybody thought he was a little young, but you know, that's how we do it out here, I guess. So it was great.
Well, how old was he?
He had just turned 5.
Wow.
Yeah, so we went 2 nights out, and you know, in the beautiful country here, and you know, he was it was just a fantastic moment, and that really is the reason we wanted to come out here, is the access to the outdoors and just a great opportunity for kids, you know.
Joe, once again, Franklin, Milwaukee, you're open for business.
We are, you know, and what was great is I'm sitting here waiting to talk to you, and I heard the Boise Rescue Mission, I believe, had a commercial, and it was just. Such a great place to be, and wanted to just kind of shout out to them and say, we are going to be doing a fundraiser for them on December 10th, and we're going to be donating a percentage of our sales to the Boise Rescue Mission, and wanted to get a second to put that in there. But, yes, we are open now for business officially, so come by and join us. It's going to be a great day. Cows, people, delicious chicken.
Joe, you keep your powder dry. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Have a great one.
All right, our great friend Joe from Chick-fil-A. I always love local business folks that give back. I saw that story on Channel 7. Okay, so it's cold out here, and we've been rotating promotional, professional, technical experts. Today it's Hotel Ryan. Yesterday it was Young Jacob, because we want to keep the broadcast fresh. We can't do much about the host, but we can do stuff about the technical thing. Yeah, thank you for agreeing there, Hotel Ryan. However, I got to say this. Who in their right mind is, and I like the chicken and Chick-fil-A, would be camping out in these conditions? And remember, it was a lot colder yesterday than the day before for chicken. Anyway, good luck to Joe and to Brad and to Amy and everybody at Chick-fil-A. We appreciate their support of our schools program and, of course, of the Boise Rescue Mission. Hey, we're going to be here till Saturday at 6. Still have to see a lot of you great folks collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. Remember, it's better to give a turkey than to be one. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
I depend solely on the generosity of this community.
So I need you.
This is the most generous community on the face of the earth, and when people need a hand, people need a hand up, folks are standing by ready to extend that hand.
I need you.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And we continue on from the Walmart here. We'll be here till Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go now to our friend Emily Wither. Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I hear you're going to be leaving us today.
I am. Today is my very last day talking to you, Kevin, from the Middle East. Maybe forever.
I know, Emily. Well, if you're ever in Idaho, you have to look us up. But, you know, you have become such a part of our program, and, you know, you do a lot of reports for everyone. But people here have really come to appreciate what you've done, and we wanted to make sure that we acknowledged your great efforts and living in that rough neighborhood and always being there for us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm also quite looking forward to getting out of here, though, and having a bit of quiet time, being closer to my friends and family, not having to report on death and destruction every day. It'll be just like the Olympics all over again.
You know, you read my mind, because I was about ready to go there on that. How much of a challenge is it, considering where you are and what you're reporting on, and you just said death and destruction and what's going on in Syria and ISIS and everything else, as a person to do it in a professional way as a journalist? Because, you know, we all have feelings and we all are impacted, but you have to be objective, you have to be professional.
Yes, and we're not robots at the end of the day, and, you know, covering these tough stories day in and day out does get pretty tiring after a while. And I mean, I can talk at the moment about Jerusalem. It's often a tent city, but since the start of this year, it's just been a really difficult place to live. You can feel the tension so much more. There's so much racism around, there's so much anger. And it's becoming a very unpleasant place to be. I mean, during my time living here, there's been two wars, and there's been a failed peace process. And it doesn't seem as if either side are any closer to peace negotiations or bridging any of the gaps that still remain. And so this will just continue to rumble on. And it's very sad to have lived here for 3 years and then leave with just so little hope in what the situation is going to be here. When it comes to covering Syria, I've covered the Syrian conflict from the Jordanian border, the Lebanese border, and the Turkish border. And it's, again, becoming very hard to cover that story as well because of the threat of ISIS. Us journalists, we were told a couple of weeks ago by the FBI that ISIS is looking out for journalists and they're targeting them. Now, that's not a newsflash, but I'm talking about not just in Syria. They have people who are looking for journalists in these border communities, and the threat of being snatched and smuggled into the hands of ISIS is a very direct threat to all of us who are trying to cover the Syrian conflict. So it is becoming a more difficult story to tell, which is so sad for the Syrian people. I mean, almost 3 million people have fled across Syria's borders. It's one of the largest forced migrations since World War II, and yet it just doesn't really make the headlines as much as it used to, unless we're talking about ISIS and not the Syrian people.
Emily Wither with us here at 580KIDO. You know, Emily...
sounded a bit British then.
What will you miss about reporting from that area?
I will miss just how fascinating it is here. And I used to not be so interested in what was going on in the Middle East when I was younger, probably because I didn't really understand it. And once you get here, you learn more about the people, you learn more about the region and the complexities of it, and it's just so fascinating. And I think the thing that I've found the most humbling since being here is that no matter where you are in the region, people are just so determined to not let the threat of terror attacks or difficult things happening to them stop them from going about their daily lives. There is such a sense of dignity here. And, I mean, just as an example, there was the synagogue attack here a couple of days ago in which...
we lost her. Yeah, I got that. All right, there we have it. Our friend Emily Wither leaving us today. We appreciate her contributions, and you just have to wonder at 580KIDO whether the dangers of being there in that region had something to do with her leaving. And we always acknowledge people that have contributed so much to us. We thank her and we wish her well and to be home for the holidays. God bless her. Of course, God bless all the great folks here at 580KIDO for donating turkeys. We'll be here at the Walmart Gearty in Franklin until, get this, until Saturday at 6. So if you're out and about or you'd like to make that special trip, stop by and see us. We're living in a bubble. We are living in a great RV, thanks to our friends at Nelson's RV. Do appreciate the guys coming out, flipping out the tanks. Incredible work there. And other issues that we are talking about here and, you know, what the president's going to do. And many people are very fired up about this, and we heard about this last night with Sean.
You know, President Bush did it. President Clinton did it.
That was a tweak of the law, very different from what this president is doing.
That's not right.
Yes,
now I got you, buddy, because it was 40% of the illegal immigrants in the country who were saved from being deported under those actions,
Juan,
and it's exactly
not
that
under the
right
circumstances
now.
Where he's wanted an act passed, the DREAM Act. Congress refuses to go along with it, and he's now acting unilaterally. We're talking about millions of people. Andrea.
Okay, so he says that he's going to do this under prosecutorial discretion, right, which is not a tool used to undermine our criminal laws. It's never been that way, and it shouldn't be a tool that's used to circumvent Congress. I mean, why would President Obama use a tool that's typically reserved for tyrants? I mean, this reminds me of the moment, Sean, that Caesar crossed the Rubicon. I'm glad that Juan is actually saying that, you know, he doesn't think that this is the right way to go. I know a lot of folks on the left are probably going to argue it's constitutional, because the precedent that it will set is a really ugly place, I think, for the office of the president to go.
There we have it. Let's go to Andrea with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I had heard that Hillary Clinton had said, you know, it is patriotic to disagree. And I had heard other people maybe on social media saying to the contrary, that it is very unpatriotic to disagree with the president. And I just wanted to answer to hearing something like that. I just feel like you can fundamentally disagree with someone and do it in a respectful way, but still showing respect and
well, Andrea, is it getting out of hand when they call her? Is it accurate to call him the emperor, or is that out of line?
You know, the actions that he is taking, I would say yes, would be indicative of what an emperor would do. And that's what's so sad about this situation, is that his actions are leading us to believe that.
Andrea, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right, 580-5436. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5.
I'm back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, Miller's Mission continuing. Joining us now from the Boise Rescue Mission, our friend Tara. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So you work with these folks each and every day that benefit by the generous donations of people here in the Treasure Valley. And specifically, you work with the kids. Many people, their biggest fear is, you know, being without an income, being without a home, and then, you know, adding that the challenge of taking care of their kids. Tell us a little bit about what y'all do for the kids.
So we have a summer program that we have for the kids to keep them off the streets. And not only that, but we also have events that for them where we take them to Winco and show them what it's like to work at Winco. We do lessons during the day to help them read, to do math. Yeah, it's just a great event. We also have after-school program where we help them do their homework. And we have a lot of volunteers that help us out on that. It's just awesome.
What's it like for you to work with the kids, though?
I love it. Like, just to see the kids every single day and to build relationships with them and to invest in their lives is just a treat every single day.
What have some of the kids been through?
They've been through abused families. They've been through homelessness. It's just awful to see the types of lives that they've been through, but to have City Light for them is just a great treat.
What brought you to the ministry?
Quite honestly, I feel like God called me to it. I had no idea 5 years before this that I'd be working with children who have been in the homeless life, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Many people will never visit City Light or the Valley Women's and Children's Shelter here, but what's life like for those kids? You know, everybody remembers being a kid, and some people have to overcome difficulties that they've had as children. What's that like for them? What will the holidays be like for them?
They experience a Thanksgiving dinner with strangers that, or maybe just people that they've spent life with in the homeless shelter. But that is their family. Their family is the homeless shelter. And also the women and children that also stay with them at City Light.
So it's a big group home, if you will.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us here at 580KIDO?
I just want to thank you, Kevin, for doing this for us. It's so great that you're doing this and receiving turkeys for the homeless shelters.
Well, Terry, you're quite welcome, but let me say this, and I've said this to everybody else, mm-hmm. that you folks that do what you do, to be called by God, to do the works of Christ, mm-hmm. to deal with all the insane idiosyncrasies of and egos of the folks in the media, mm-hmm. is truly what a blessing. So mm-hmm. you guys are the heroes, and mm-hmm. what you do outside the limelight is amazing, and it's our blessing to be a part of it. So thank you.
No problem, Kevin.
All right. Now, please go get warm as we move along here. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, one of the things that gets me on this, just a final thought here, and it's something that Doug said yesterday, and it's something that we need your help with. In the old days, and I've been trained by the guy who trained Sean Hannity, the shows were about opinion, and certainly I have an opinion, you have an opinion, but what we're trying to build here, and with your help we'll do that, is a show that is about dialogue, difference of opinion, but certainly reflects the community. And it's like what Doug said, there are so many tough things going on in the world, everybody can gripe, everybody can complain, but to be a part of something that inspires, that makes a difference, I guess that's what we're trying to do, not guess, that is what we're trying to do. So you have a suggestion, you have anything that you'd like us to discuss or cover, we'd love to be a part of it. Let's get you to work on time. All right, Larry, thank you very much. You know, we'd love to see you throughout the day here at 580KIDO. I do want to thank the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, for having us, and Sarah, who's done so much for us. 3 cases of green beans, 3 cases of casserole. Thank you. And I can't thank the folks at Team Subaru, Team Mazda enough for making this happen. You know, we're a business, and we have to have great sponsors like them, our friends at Nelson's RV, the Boise Rescue Mission, for taking a leap of faith for the community. So thank you to you that make a difference. Good day. God bless. And remember, it's always better to give a turkey than be a turkey. Keep the faith.